بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا. الله تبارك وتعالى, after he started listing to us what are those things that we should do, he started with himself, who created us, and with our parents, who we appeared in this world through, and then those that are close to them, what are the kind of relationship that should be between us and them. After he finished that, he went ahead to tell us that most of the time we are going to have wealth, we should spend it wisely. When we don't have, we should spend it wisely. Even he, Allah, that has all the wealth, look at how he spends it, used it in wisdom, despite the fact that nothing will ever reduce from his own, let alone ourselves. Then Allah has now come out from what is not outside you, has gone inside you now, to tell you those things inside you that can lead you to problem. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَى. Don't come close to fornication or adultery. إِنَّهُ, for sure, fornication or adultery, كَانَ فَاحِشَةً, it has always been something obscene, وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا, and an evil path. This verse here, Allah is not talking to anything happening outside. He's talking to what is happening in within you. Allah did not say la tazni, la taqrabu zina. There are injunctions of Allah that he will say, tell you tilka hududullahi wa la tatduha. But when you hear tilka hududullahi wa la taqrabuha, it is more serious. We will also see here that he said innahu kana fahishatan. But in the other verse, where we said 10 of the 25 things listed here were listed, in Surah Al-An'am, where Allah said, قُلْ تَعَالَوْا أَتْلُوا مَا حَرَمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمُ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ. This is how Allah said it. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَن. There he said, don't come close to fahisha. Here, he said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَى, which means that fahisha there is the zina here, and it's also fahisha. Why? What is the meaning of coming close? Remember here, the person who has committed zina is not the one only at fault. The one that has come close has also committed haram. To come close to zina is haram. Like it is said, إِنَّ الْأَيْنَيْ يَزْنِيَانْ وَالْيَدَيْنْ يَزْنِيَانْ. The eyes commit zina, the hands commit zina. But if we want to understand what is the meaning of coming close, we have to go back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and go back to the Quran again. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, he said, إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنٌ وَإِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيِّنٌ وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ لا لهن كثير من الناس. فمن اتقى الشبهات فقد استبرا لدينه وإرده ومن وقع في الشبهات وقع في الحرام كالرائي يرعى حول الهمة يوشك أن يرتع فيه. The first Lama here is saying, look, for halal is clear, haram is clear. In between it, there are things that are not very clear. They are ambiguous. These ambiguous things, a lot of people don't know about it. Let us be very careful. People take it upon themselves that if something is ambiguous to them, it's ambiguous to everybody. No. If something is ambiguous to you, it may not be ambiguous to somebody. I have given an example of this in Jeddah. We were entering Jeddah, going for Hajj, and at the airport, I was carrying some books, Jahil Ma'ani inclusive. This man, his work is to check if I'm bringing in things that are forbidden. This is work. This is the work of immigration officers. But he went ahead and was checking my books. Suddenly he said, why am I bringing this book? It's not accepted. He packed them. And when he packed them, somebody told me that he is going to throw them into his dustbin. This man calls himself a Muslim. Book that the names of Allah is in it, just because you saw this book is written by people that you don't like. Who says you must like them? Then as this somebody, that other person told me, he's going to throw the books in dustbin. I said yes. I said, Allah, I put you in charge of this affair. Then I saw the aga coming. The aga was asking him, what are you, what is that? He said, this man is book. He said, who put you in charge of books? Give him his properties. Then he gave it to me. Then there was a medical doctor behind me. He said, why are they taking this book? Why didn't want it? He said, all they want is to sue you with Quran and nothing else. He said, they are correct. He said, they are correct? He said, yes. Why? He said, because if they think it's wrong, it's wrong. And I said, what is your tribe? He said, he's Yoruba. I said, you're Yoruba? He said, yes. He said, do you know Amada? He said, he knows Amada. He said, is it halal? He said, yes. I said, tell the Arabs that it's halal. Whether they will know it. He looked at me and said, the Arabs don't know Amada. If you bring it here, they say it's haram. Does it mean that they are correct because they say it's haram? Because what is ambiguous with you does not necessarily mean it's ambiguous with somebody else. Everybody has what he knows. You see here people, they will just say because something is ambiguous with them, they say it is bid'ah. If it's ambiguous with you, but the Prophet Islam has said, فَمَنْ وَقَى فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَى فِي الْحَرَامِ. If you enter it, just to positive or negative, ask. If something is ambiguous, clear out of it. If you want to have respect for yourself and your religion. Because you have now come close to the precinct. Don't come close. If you come close, you will enter it. So you will never see anybody who will tell you something is bid'ah, is wrong. If he cannot swear with the Quran that is like that, he's already put himself in haram. That's the meaning of la takrabu. Don't come close to zina. If you are in doubt, is it zina? Don't come close. Then Allah Himself, He told us, how do we make sure what is coming close? Because this is an ordinance. La takrabu. Then Allah Himself did not leave us. In the Quran, He went. Kullil mu'minina. He didn't say muslimina. Kullil mu'minina. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell those believing men, yaguddu min absarihim wa yahfazu furujahum. Zalika azkilahum inna Allah khabirun bima yasna'un. Tell the believing men that they should lower their gaze. They are going on the street, they should not be looking. They should lower their gaze. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said that when he was praying, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَيَنْظُرُ أَحْيَانًا وَهُوَ لِلْأَرْضِ غَالِبًا. Prophet ﷺ, once in a while he raises his head up, but most of the time his head is on the ground. يَجْتَنِبُ دُبُرَ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. If they do that, then they can come now and protect the openings between their legs. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. That is more purifying for them, because if you are not purified, you can't come close to Allah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Then Allah now ends, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah is well informed, well aware of what they are doing. So not coming close for men is that from beginning, lower your gaze. Then protect the opening between your leg. That way your heart now can be purified. Then what are we lowering our gaze because of? Because of the secrets of Allah, women. What of them that brings about people to be induced in their mind? What did Allah tell them? He said, وَكُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَبْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ أَبْنَائِهِنَّ أَوْ أَبْنَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ إِخْوَانِهِنَّ أَوْ بَنِي إِخْوَانِهِنَّ أَوْ بَنِي أَخَوَاتِهِنَّ أَوْ نِسَائِهِنَّ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُنَّ أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذي لم يظهر على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون. Here, look at the step Allah has taken. It's a commandment for كل للمؤمنات. Tell them, يغضبن من أبصارهن, they should lower their gaze. وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ, and they should protect what is in between their legs. Are they wearing adornments? Yes. وَلَا يَبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ, but they should not make it seen. To everybody, no. إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ, except their adornment is to be seen by وَلَا يَبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا. They should not allow their adornment to be seen except what by necessity has to be out. وَلِيَدْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. Their head veils, they should allow it to fall on their chest and cover it. وَلَا يَبْنَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ. Then this is their adornment. They should not show it to people to admire except their husbands first. أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ, or their fathers. أو آباء بولتهن, or the fathers of their husbands. أو أبنائهن, or their children. أو أبناء بولتهن, or their stepchildren. أو إخوانهن, or their brothers. أو أبناء إخوانهن, or the children of their brothers. أو أبناء إخواتهن, or the children of their sisters. أو نسائهن, or their fellow women. أو ما ملكت أيمانهن, or what their right hand possesses. أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال, or those people that are part of the house but not among the men that still have need. أو الطفل الذي لم يظهر على عورات النساء, or children that don't yet know what it means by the nakedness of a woman. Even the adornment that is inside their body that cannot be seen, wala yadribna bi arjulihinna, they should not tap their leg for people to know that there are jewels on their leg. Li'ulam ma yukhfina, for anybody to know that there is something inside them of adornment. Wala yadribna bi arjulihinna li'ulam ma yukhfina min zatihinna wa tubu. He said, all you Muslims, you have erred in all these things that we're talking about. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, therefore all of you without any exception come together and repent to Allah. جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O you servants of Allah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that by chance you may have consideration to be prosperous. Here, look at what our women are doing today. Our women today
are very foolish. And our men are very stupid. A woman will be given money by the husband. Go and sew a cloth for yourself. The tailor will sew the cloth. Cut out of the chest and throw it away. Cut out from behind, throw it away. They have even come to a worse thing. They will now make a design to make prominent the area that is the breast of the woman. And the woman will collect and wear it. How can somebody abuse you and you accept the abuse? How many men have you ever seen wearing cloth with their chest open, with their back open? You, the man that you gave this money, why would you allow your wife to put on a dress like that? They will say, no, I will use it in the house. I'm going to put a covering. This is not a question of house. Sew a dress properly. How can you, with your own money, you do things that definitely Allah and His Prophet is not pleased with? Then who are you pleasing? With your own money, and the man that gave the money is saying, he's finding it difficult to tell the woman so that he doesn't have problem with the woman in the house. If you ask our women today, particularly in Nigeria, to bring their dresses out, Muslims, over 90%, their dresses has to be burnt. And it is very annoying when you look at somebody like the Queen of Britain, who will not allow his son to marry, who will not allow his grandchild, not his son, his grandchild, to marry a particular lady because her dressing is bad. Because this Kate is not the one that William was to marry. It's another lady. He said, no, I don't like her dressing. Her dressing is not good. It's not decent. This is not a Muslim. A grandchild is not her child. You hardly see noble people, Europeans that are noble, wear dress and their chest is outside. Look at Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany. This noble woman that gave chance that even Muslims that were in problem should be taken into his country. Go and check. Have you ever seen her chest outside? But our own Muslim women, we are not talking of the real issues. We forget about it. And why are we being told that we should not come close to women? And not even to look. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, An-nazratu sahamun masmumun min sahami iblis. This look you see is a poison out of the poisons of Iblis. There is no man and a woman that will sit down together, the third person there is Iblis. He said, La yakhulwanna imraun bi imraatin illa salisuma ashaitan. The Prophet ﷺ said it. If two people are just two, a man and a lady standing, the third person is Satan. Sayyidina Ali, he said, I will not guarantee myself to stay with an ajuza. Ajuza is somebody above the age of 70 to stay together in one place. This is Sayyidina Ali. Because the third person is not your common sense, it's Satan. Allazi waswisu fi suduri nasi. That now he will send message to the heart of that lady. Send message to your heart. Before you know it, all of you have committed sin. Because you broke the rule of Allah first. Wala taqrabu zina. Don't come close to it. So this is what Allah said. Let us try not to come close to it. Even if you have women working in your place, they want to come and see you, open the door. They have something to tell you, open the door. Don't sit down and be gisting. Our ulama, they used to say, even the voice of a woman is nakedness. Because from the voice, Satan can enter you. It's Satan that is working here. Inna ukana fahishatan. Why is it fahisha? Why is it an obscene thing? Which community have you ever seen? Except a community that does not know that he is from the children of Adam, that will allow anybody to touch his wife. A lady you have not married, if after you marry her in your house, they told you that man used to be her boyfriend, will he be happy? Even for people that are not Muslims, which means it has always been something that is obscene. Kana fahishatan. Wasa asabila. And it's an evil part. Why is it an evil part? Because it's a part to murder, to killing, to war, to anything you can think about. a lady is a girlfriend to somebody who is not married to. Suddenly, she is pregnant. Do they want anybody to know? No. What will they do? They want to spare the pregnancy. The lady can die in that course. This has led to killing. Or they tried, they couldn't remove it. Then he is giving birth to. This child that is giving birth to, they can go and throw it away. Somebody has been killed. Where he was not thrown away and he grew up, everybody knows that his father, he does not know his own father. If later on he is told that he's a bastard, he takes it against the society. He gets annoyed. He either become a murderer, an armed robber, something bad, because he looks at himself as not up to what everybody in society is. Even if the child of a king impregnate your daughter, are you happy? This is what Allah is telling us. Sa asabila is an evil part. There is no way zina can be a good part. That's why it is said, if you are going to marry, people must know, people close to you must know. You don't want it publicized because you don't have enough money, but those close to you must know. There's nothing like nikah siri. You do it in secret, nobody knows. It goes to an extent, some people, because of the fear of their wife and the rest, they go to another town, they marry there. All this is not permissible. Marry, if she doesn't want, let her go. La maasiyati. La ta'at al-mahlukin fi maasiyat al-khaliq. You don't obey your wife just and to disobey Allah. Who is she? If you explain to her gently, you try to cajole her to know what you want to do, ask her to go. Because why is zina will take you to hell. One. Not two. One. Because you have broken the laws of Allah plenty before you came to that stage. So let us be very careful. Today, it is the most prevalent things that is abound. Some Sahaba used to say, zinaba is so dangerous. In this world, it will bring you problems. In the hereafter, it will bring you problem. In this world, person committing zina, if you see somebody coming, you don't want him to know that you're coming. It has made you to look little on yourself. This is the person that Allah said, walakad karamna. That we are going to see in the verses in the front. So when Allah has given dignity, you are now running away from people to see you because what you are committing is not good. That's why when Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he was referring to Paris, that Darul Fasikina Kusala. People of going transgressing beyond limits, lazy people. Because they are only one of the few countries in this world that do things that humanity does not accept. Look at US with all the obscenities that you can see on the street. The gay they talk about. If today you want to be an ordinary mayor of any town, people are going to check your record. On the street you can go to a hotel with a girlfriend, nobody will ask you why. As long as you didn't force her. You can be in the street half naked, nobody will say why. You can go to the bar beach almost naked, nobody will say why. But the day you say you want to be a mayor, everybody will bring it out. We know that you go with other people's wife. You go with women that are not married to you. We don't accept that you can be a mayor. They will stand up. Look at the trouble they took to find out if Obama had something secret in the cupboard. But the French, somebody will be a president. He is not married. He will go and take his girlfriend. They will come and be in government together. Darul Fasikina. Don't allow it. Let us be very careful. It's the most prevalent problem today we have in our society. With students, with lecturers. To the extent that even some lecturers will be law students. And look at Allah telling us to hide that our women should have jewelries, let alone making prominent the major part of their body. The tailor will sew to them to expose how their back look like, how their front look like, how their arms look like, and they will wear it. This is what is annoying. Then maybe when they wear it, they want to put veil. From the beginning, must you wear it? In those days when women are dressed, you can't easily see the prominence of their body. But today, all our women, if you get maybe 1 or 2% that will go to tell her, I want my dress to be a gown, let it be like this, decent. Most women today are indecent in their dress, and it has already gone inside their mind. Because Allah is addressing the mind here. That's why I said, don't come close. If you come close, Satan comes in. You watch this, this during us. That's why the verse of Allah said, after you have done all this, early in the morning, when you finish praying, say, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammat min sharri ma khalaq. 3 times. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'aliim. 3 times. When you are going to, in the evening, before you go to sleep, say 3 times. Sheikh Matiyan said, the time I came to meet, it is too bad. This is not enough. Say it after every salah. This is what Sheikh Matiyan said. After every salah, say, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammat min sharri ma khalaq. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis samaa'i wa huwa as-sami'ul 'aliim. 3 times after every salah, because it is too much. So may Allah forgive all of us. Allah is saying all of us should come together and make tuba. Who says that people shouldn't come together and make istighfar? Where did they see it? Where do they see it? Read the Quran and sit down to understand it and learn it from people that know it. Ordinary degrees just to feed your stomach. All of you have traveled from your hometown and you are in the university here. And you think you can just sit down and know, have the knowledge of the Quran and Hadith. You don't need any malam. I think it is height of foolishness. May Allah forgive all of us.
وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا.
وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after He has told us all this, He has gone inside ourselves. Why? For us to be clean. For a clean person, he will not kill anybody. And like the verse we just passed, that's why a person that does not come close to zina and protect what is between his 2 legs, he's very close to Allah. Most of the time he's with Allah. This thing that you are seeing, that's why Allah himself, he brought them close to those that remember. Only one person is above him, the person that constantly is in zikr. If he does all this, that's why Allah himself said, inna al-muslimina wal-muslimati wal-muminina wal-muminati wal-qanitina wal-qanitati wal-sadikina wal-sadikati wal-sabirina wal-sabirati wal-khashi'ina wal-khashi'ati wal-mutasaddikina wal-mutasaddikati wal-sa'imina وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِذِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ. Look at where Allah has put them. The 9th position. If you put people and you lay them up, there are 10 categories. The highest is وَزَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. After he does all this. Not وَزَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا that is doing backward integration. Like all of us, we are doing zikr but backward integration. We want to remember Allah, we don't know how to do it, so we are calling Allah. So that maybe it will take us back to Allah. But the people that remember Allah a lot, they are quiet. Constantly they are quiet. And they have passed all the stages. So they are not the ones Allah is talking about. وَلَا تَقْلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Don't kill the soul that Allah has forbidden. Starting with yourself, don't kill yourself. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. By the time you go into the nafar, you have already killed yourself. Because you have become a part to killing people. All the sperm that came out was wasted. And it's deliberate. Like you killed somebody, it's like you have killed yourself. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ النَّفْسًا فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Whoever killed one soul, he has killed all.
illa bil haq, except by a right to do that. Like you have affair with your wife, you pour away the semen, it's okay, it's bil haq. This is the inner one. Because if not, you don't take the costless seed on earth and you throw it away. You don't. But if there is nothing you can do, Allah accept it. But when you come to the external issue, if somebody kills somebody, he should be killed. If somebody does some sin in Islam, he should be killed. Like it has been laid down. That's why Allah is saying here, وَلَا تَقْلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. نَفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ, so that Allah has forbidden, لَا تَقْلُ, don't kill. وَمَنْ قُتْلَ مَزْلُومًا, whoever is killed unjustly, what happens? فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيهِ سُلْطَانًا. His guardian has been given the authority to take avenge. وَلَا يَسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ, but he should not go into excesses in doing it, in killing. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. Allah is there to assist him. The authority of Allah on earth is there to assist him. You have the Sharia to assist him, the king to assist him, the courts to assist him. Why? In those days, the Arabs, they have a culture. If somebody kills their child, sir, he is a rich man. His son is a rich man. He is the son of a poor person that killed. One is not equivalent to his one. He will go to the family and kill maybe five in place of that one. وَلَا يَسْرِفْ بِالْقَتْلِ. So wherever there is government, whatever happens, go to the court. Let the court be the one to say, it's true, this killing is done deliberately. But if the killing, even if it's done deliberately, and people are begging you, go back. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِصَاصِ فِي الْقَتْلَ. Allah said, retributions of using qisas has been written on you fil katla. Al hurri bil hurri, wal abdi bil abdi, wal unsi bil unsi. Faman ufiya lahu min ahi shay'un, fa itba'un bil ma'ruf wa ada'un ilayhi bi ihsan. Zalika takhfifun min rabbikum wa rahma. Here, if it is forgiven, they forgive, is better than paid here. Because fil qisas hayatun. That you allow for qisas, they should weigh and ask them to pay their this livelihood. This same person that killed today can come back tomorrow and be very useful to the society, to the person himself. Because Allah's intention is not to kill. But if you say you don't agree, the person must be killed back and it is deliberate, he did the killing, they can exercise it. But the court will continue to plead with you to allow for qisas. So always, we have to be careful. Wala israf. Israf is to go in excesses. There is no time Allah has ever agreed to excess. One day the Prophet ﷺ, he was passing and he saw one of his sahabat, Sa'ad. Sa'ad was making ablution. Then the Prophet looked at him, sir, what is this wastage that you are doing? Sa'ad said, oh Prophet, in ablution, what? Is there any israf, excesses, kuma? He said, yes. Even if you are by the stream, don't waste water. This thing today is with all of us. If you go to hotels in Europe and in US and most places, you will find they write it in their bathroom. Water is very important. Please, if you have used your towel and you think you still need to reuse it, hang it. If you think it's dirty, you don't want to reuse it, drop it on the floor. Assist us to manage water. It is all that Allah is telling all this, that we should not waste. Don't you tell the Prophet, but they used to make ablution with what you call musta'ammal. Water, you make ablution, as you are making ablution, you make it inside a bowl. You allow it to settle, the dirt goes down. You sieve it, and you reuse it. Because there was no water. Today we have water, we have no respect for it. Rain is falling, we don't harvest. Just harvesting rain, you can have all the water you want to drink in a year. We are so blessed, but we don't even, you know, we are not even grateful to God. Wala yusrifu kal innahu kana mansura. Allah is assisting him to make sure he takes retribution for him. He shouldn't say he's going to do excesses. From as small as water to as big as a human being, no excesses. Allah does not want it.
ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده وأوفوا بالعهد إن العهد كان مسؤولا
ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده وأوفوا بالعهد إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He has left inside us now and still went further inside us again. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنَ. Don't go close to the wealth of the orphan except with what is good, with good intention. حتى يبلغ أشده, until such an orphan has gotten to the age of his strength. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ, fulfill your covenants. إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ, for sure covenant that is made, كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. Allah is going to ask about how it was fulfilled. Here, why وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا زِنَا. Are they the same thing? No. Are they addressing the same thing in the heart? No. One is addressing passion. The other one is addressing longer truth. Olatakrabuzine is passion. Your heart is desirous. You may be rich. You may be good. But your heart is desirous. But in Malayitim, it's health, longer truth. You are seeing free money down. Can I just touch a bit out of it? Let me use it and return. So Allah still has entered our body. He's still within us, talking now. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ. In Arabic, he said, إِنَّا لَذِنَّ يَاكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ إِنَّمَا يَاكُلُونَ إِنَّا لَذِنَّ يَاكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَاكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Those that are eating the wealth of the orphans unjustly, what they are eating inside their stomach is hellfire. Illability here, Hassan, you can touch it with good intention. What is good intention? Take it and invest it in a proper trade. Let it be growing. Until the child reaches age of puberty and reaches age of strength. He didn't say age of puberty, he said, Hataya Bluga Ashuda. They said this is between age of puberty and the age of 30. That's why Allah said, Waptalul Yatame. You have to be testing them to see, can he handle money now? Can he invest the money now? Can he use the money now? They said, the minimum is from the day he reached puberty, about or 18, and the maximum is at the age of 30. Then, wa'afu bil ahad. If you make promise, fulfill it. It is joined together, because whenever they take you as a guardian and as a wali, is a promise. There are two types of promises. Promise between you and Allah and promise between you and the creation. That of the creation is two. Between you and yourself and between you and others. If you promise Allah to do something, do it. وَمَنْ نَظَرَ أَنْ يُوتِ اللَّهَ فَلْيُوتِيهِ وَمَنْ نَظَرَ أَنْ يَعْصِيَ اللَّهَ فَلَا يَعْصِيهِ. Prophet Muhammad said, whoever promises to do an act of obedience to Allah, let him do it. Whoever promises to do an act of disobedience to Allah, let him not do it. Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, he says, you should promise to make istighfar, to make salati on the Prophet, to make la ilaha illallah. Somebody tell you it is bad. Allah is saying, fulfill your covenants. This is Quran. If he doesn't have any covenant between him and Allah, let him go and sit down. Let us be very careful. All these things you see these ulamas are doing, these saintly servants of Allah, somebody has abandoned the world, just limited everything to himself, just doing worship of Allah and you think he doesn't know what he's doing. It's you that you are pulling government officials about, looking for money from them, looking for big cars, looking for big houses. You are the one that knows Islam? Ahad is for you to have covenants. Don't cheat. To the extent the people they said, Al-Aminu, Aminun, Al-Khainun, Hainun, the one that is trusted and he keeps the trust, he is secured. The one that cheats, he has perished. Let us be very careful. So with regards to the wealth of the orphans, if it is in trust with us, let's invest it. If we have promises with Allah, let's keep it. You promise Allah you always be fasting for him, do it. You promise Allah you always be standing up in the night, do it. Whenever you are not able to do it, repent. You promise Allah, like Sheikh Madigani said, you want to be my student, promise Allah. Let there be covenant between you and Allah. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ. In another place, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. This covenant that you have tied between you and Allah, obey it. Somebody is telling you, why must you even take covenant? Because there is أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Allah has revealed this, that Islam is complete. Islam is complete without وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ. Islam is complete without telling you وَأَنِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. It's complete without saying Sallu alayhi. Ha! Let us be very careful. All these people, the first thing is, let's not go close to people of evil. If you see somebody, look at him. How close he see himself in obedience to Allah. Then make him your friend. All these things we are talking about now, Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, in his Ruhul Adab, he brought all of them. He said, if you want to be secured, the first thing you do, go and seek for knowledge. And four types of knowledge is very important. Hasil uluman arba'an ya salik awaluha irfanu rabbil malik. So the first is knowledge you have to seek for is to know Allah. Waqadai rabbuka Allah ta'budu illa iyyah. Wasani ant yu'arifum anta arif ma yu'allaku ala ibadati faza tahakkaku. Second one is to know that worship Allah asks you to worship between him and between you and him. Salah, fasting, zakah, hajj. How is it supposed to be done? He said, this one, know it very well. Wasalisuha irfanu halin nafsi min gadriha wa kaidiha wa dassi. The third one, you yourself, put yourself down, put him in front of you. Abdullah, you are in front of me. What are your own ailments? Because your ailment is not the ailment of somebody else. When you go to a doctor, he will treat your ailment. Not the ailment of somebody else, he will treat for you. When Sahabas used to come to the Prophet, somebody will say, what should I say? Don't be annoyed. What should I do? He said, go and be nice to your parent. He sees everybody's ailment and tell them the medicine. You to put yourself in front of you and study your own conditions. Wasalis ha? Anta arabu hali nafsi min gadriha. How does yourself cheat you? How does it plot against you? Inna nasala amaratin bisu'i. When you study yourself, you yourself, you know, I'm somebody, I easily get annoyed. Sometimes I'm impatient. Sometimes I do this. Sometimes I talk too much. Then you'll be solving the problem. What did Allah say about it? But you have not put yourself down to study yourself. Then how can you go anywhere? Then after all this, no matter how good you are in controlling yourself, no matter how, there is one that is above all. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz said, "Fal adabu al adabu ya za salik fa innahu al babu likulli salik manas manas o ya salik." When Allah said, he just now said, "Kulli al-mu'min yaqudu min absarihim." When you are close to big people, it's not just your gaze that you lower, even your voice. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَقُدُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ إِنْتَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَلَيْكَمْ تَهْنَ اللَّهُ الْقُلُوبَهُمْ لِتَقْوِي. When you are with people that are more than you, even your voice, bring it down. Not just your eyes. That's why manas is far above all this. You are in front of Allah. You are praying. be manifold. Don't play with your body. Don't play with your fingers. Don't allow your heart to go anywhere. This is no more what we have been talking about. It's now just manners. You are talking to a lady. She has to come and talk to you. She's very beautiful. Look down and be talking. Talk quietly and nicely. All this now is manners. And you, most of manners you cannot study except you go to somebody. So wala taqrabu mala yatimi illa billati asan hatta yablugha ashudda wa awfu bil ahd. Inna al-ahda kana mas'ula. Allah is going to ask all that he gave you with promises, what have you done with it?
وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ إِذَا كِلْتُمْ وَزِنُوا بِالْقُسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَاوِيلًا
وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ إِذَا كِلْتُمْ وَزِنُوا بِالْقُسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَاوِيلًا. Then Allah has still went ahead and talked about no more longer truth, but is going to talk now about greed. Longer truth can be with a rich person. Greed can be with a rich person, but greed is normally more with somebody who wants to amass. Longer truth is not a question of amassing. There is something, it can be tiny. You see it. You see somebody has a shirt, it's in your mind. How can I have this shirt? This is not a question of greed. It's longer truth. Kodei. But this one is handama. You want to amass. Waawul keila is akiltu. When you measure, awu, make sure the measure is filled up. You are measuring a volumetric measure. When you are giving volumetric measure, make sure that the container is fully measured. Is accurate when you are measuring. Was the noble kustas al mustaqim. When you are going to measure weight, use balance that is a balance. Balance that is an upright balance. Zalika khairun. Doing that is the good thing you should do in your character, and is the best way for you to interpret the way you do your life. Asan tawila, use these two things to interpret the way you do your life. Tawil is for you something to infer other things. Here, volumetric measure, kail. Allah himself in another surah, he said, wailun lil mutaffifin. الذين إذا اقتالوا على الناس يستوفون وإذا قالوهم أوزنوهم يخسرون ألا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. Ha! Allah said, woe be unto this, the people that they used to decrease in measure. الذين إذا اقتالوا على الناس يستوفون. When they want to buy, people should measure for them. They will make sure they are there, it is full. But when they are measuring for people, they find a way to cheat. Either put hand inside, use a smaller bowl or things like that. Allah azun ulaika na mabuthun. These people, they don't think one day they will be raised from death. Liyomin azim, a day that is so great. Yoma yakumun nasun lirabin alim, that day they will be in front of Allah. Allah has seen everything they have been doing. They don't know that. This is king. There are people who used to use two different bowls. They have one to buy. They have one to sell. This is where the government comes in. When the white people were under colonial people, there are people in the market. Whatever is being measured by volumetric measure, the government has its own standard. You must use that of government. You have no right to use another one. Despite the fact that you are in that of government, they come to see that is that of government. They have their own standard. They will take it, measure it, and point their own to make sure that it, you didn't go and do a counterfeit one. The same thing in our petrol stations. It's volumetric measure. The government is supposed to go there, measure 1 liter. Is it 1 liter? It's not 1 liter. Why? Because once you are cheating, it will affect the whole society. Apostle John said, if two people are trading and the two of them are honest, he said, it will be blessed. If one of them cheats, blessing is removed. So government should do their work. Local government should do their work. It's not just a question of, I'm in government, I'm in doing this. People that should go to the market, let them go to the market, be checking. The government are the ones who are supposed to provide all the bills for measurement. Then when it comes to was noble custos in mustakim, weigh with balance that are well balanced. Because balance, it goes like this. And in balance, there is something very dangerous that happens. How do you do balancing? Normally, you put the load here and you put the weight in another one. When you are putting the weight, you hold the weight like this. As an Tawila, people said, when you hold the weight like this, this is how you hold the weight. They said, look at your hand. By the time you hold the weight like this, what's your hand saying? Allah. Alif, Lam, Lam, Ha. They said, it is us telling you Allah is watching. Allah is watching. Allah is watching. Anytime you are taking something to put on the scale, normally this is how you take it. Be very careful. So may Allah assist all of us. These things are easy if you want to follow it. They are difficult if you are thinking of cheating. Let's not cheat. Let's not be greedy. Let's not have longer truth. Allah is asking us to take all these things, to take it out. Wait. Okay. May Allah forgive all of us. Bismillah.
Assalamu alaikum. Somebody wants to have your opinion on Coca-Cola. I heard some preachers saying that it can be used for to make ablution.
وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا. What we know is that Allah has sent us water to use. At the time of the Prophet, there was no Coca-Cola, let alone for us to know whether it can be used. Since it was not available at the time of the Prophet, I don't know what has brought it here now. So that's my own. I don't entertain such questions to Allah.
After this person, after observing Tarawih 10 rakats, he wants to know whether someone need to observe Safwi and Witr Safwi before observing the Witri. Shafi and Witri.
And again, let us be careful. Islam is a religion for Allah. It's not a place for play. The day you are going to stand before Allah, it's not an easy thing, it's not a joke. If you see a serious person, you should know. If you see an unserious person, you should know. Don't get involved with a person who tells you he's a preacher and you see he's an unserious person. All he does is joke. Allah has never given birth to anybody. He has no relative. The Prophet is more afraid of Allah than all of us put together from beginning of the creation to the end, because he knows Allah lam yalid wa lam yulad. You have met everybody making ablution with water. What brings you to talk about coke? Even that impact that you are talking about, that thing is this disrespect for Allah and the Prophet. It's a disrespect, there's no doubt about it. Is this Islam a joking religion? Then the issue of after you have done Tarawih, do you do Shafi and Witr after that? Shafi and Witr, there is a big major difference with people. Some people say do it before you go and sleep. Some people say do it even after you sleep, but before Fajr. Let it be the last thing you do. Like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he used to wait even when they are just calling Aslat Khairin Anom, he is doing it. But somebody like Abu Huraira, he said, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a covenant to him that he should not sleep except he has done his shafi and witr. This is a covenant between him and the Prophet. Abdullah bin Mas'ud did not say his own is a covenant. And in shafi and witr, we saw that when we were talking of kunut, people like Imam Shafi said you should put your kunut in shafi and witr. some people said, why he's saying that, that if you open your morning, you should put it at the end of the day, you should make istighfar. That's why I said, the kunut in the morning, where you promise Allah you'll be obedient throughout the day, Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nasta'hadiyaka wa nasta'kburuka, and like that, at the end of the day, if you still want to do your kunut in witr, try to make istighfar. Like the istighfar of Sheikh Abatijan, we said. Because it's better to do witr, shave and witr before you sleep. Sayyidi Ali Sissi said, for us, that is the path we have taken. To do shave and witr before we sleep. If you are a student of Sheikh Dara, what you will see, anytime he says he's shy, he will sit down to receive people. Whenever he's just about to go back inside his house, he will say shave and witr. And if he says and go in, he doesn't come out again. All this they are teaching us. So the one we know is, you say a shepherd and water last and go in. If you do a tarawih, then you say it. It's not, people don't like that you sleep after Isha'i until you say shepherd and water. They don't like that you sleep, the boys doesn't like that you sleep after Maghrib.
Some person wants to know whether one can perform any nafla after tarawih in the month of Ramadan.
Who is stopping you? Nafilafa, is you that you want to go to God? Going to God, the door is open 24 hours. But there are times that you are not allowed to make sujood. Like after subuhi, up to the time of sun, after sunrise. Then, when the sun is at its peak at noon, until after zawal. Then after asr, until Maghrib, because these three particular periods, Mushrikun used to worship distance. So we are asked not to make sujada at this position. But any other position, go to God. Say Allah Akbar. You are in front of Allah discussing with Allah. Al Musalli, Yunaji Rabbah. So nobody, and if you want to make one raka, do it. But important thing is that even if it's two raka you are going to make, do it like Sheikh Ahmadiyyan used to say, with calmness and attentiveness. With calmness and attentiveness, following the wordings. To the extent some ulama said, if you are reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin, by the time you get to Hidna Surat al-Mustaqim, if you are still thinking of ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they say it's not good. You are telling Allah Hidna Surat al-Mustaqim, your mind should be in Hidna Surat al-Mustaqim.
This person wants to know your opinion. If a doctor is praying, and suddenly a sick person is brought to the hospital perhaps, should the doctor continue with the prayer or discontinue to attend to the sick person?
If a medical doctor sees a serious emergency, he knows because it's his duty. Even if it's in Parira, let him cut it. Attend to it and come back. It's just like when you see snake and you are praying, you have to cut it. Because this is, because 5 minutes is enough to save a person's life. That's why I was telling you just now, this religion is a serious issue. Religion is not a playful matter. You are dealing with Allah. Allah is the one that knows that this person needs attention now. Cut it off. Go and attend. If you did not talk much, you did not do anything much, you come and continue it. If you are doing farila, even your parents call you, they say you should answer. If the Prophet calls you, you abandon it until you go to the Prophet and come back. Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhiikum. This is what Allah says. So this is, the doctors, when they see a very bad case, they know. When they see a case that is not emergency, they know. Sometimes you come, you are shouting, the doctor will see you and pass you and go away. He knows the case is not emergency. Because he has experience. Sometimes they see a case, quickly you find them calling, where is the nurse, where is this, where? The person cannot talk about, they know it's an emergency.
This person wants to know methodology for learning Holy Quran without committing blunders, that he has tried several methods, they seem not working, that whether there's a prayer that one can use.
Anything you want to do, do it like the way you are doing your Western education. Go to the people that are in charge of it. study from them. Study from people that are in charge of it. But put their habits before you study. Why the people don't want to come to ABU first before other universities? Because it has a lot of history behind it, a lot of experience behind it. So also look for people with experience and knowledge, and that you have heard that they have good character. Go and study the Quran with them. Don't stay in your house and say you are studying. I have a friend who memorized Quran when he was in university in Jami al-Azhar, Sheikh Amin. It's something very difficult for you to hear that somebody has gotten to that age and gone into the university and memorized Quran. He said he didn't have money, because some of the ulamas, you have to pay them when you are going to study, because that's their work. So, but there is this Malam that he goes to that does not accept any money. So, but sometimes he will ask me, read what I have done. As I'm reading, I don't do it well. He said he will give me a slap in my back. It will pain me so much. He said, tomorrow it is because of that pain that I make sure that I don't make mistake. He himself, he said, it's because of, he said, wallahi, it's not because of the study now. It's because of the pain I felt in me. That if I go tomorrow, let me not. He said, and if you find that I'm not coming, he said, go away. Either I didn't ask you to give me money. So, study yourself. Study somebody you can go and learn with. Don't go to somebody who is not teaching and say, like you go to Sheikh Dari watching and say, teach me Quran. He doesn't teach Quran. But he has schools. Go to one of those schools. If it means when you are on holidays, that's what you do. Go and do it. If you don't know it and you are on it until you leave this world, it doesn't matter. Allah knows you are on his path.
Somebody wants to know whether family planning is allowable in Islam.
The issue of family planning, a lot has been said about it. And I myself am not very knowledgeable on what to say, left or right or this. What I tell people is that you are dealing with Allah. Whatever you are going to do, always allow somebody to take responsibility. Who? The doctor. If your wife is with you and she's having a problem, ask the doctor. Because why I'm saying this is that there are things that are contradictory. I don't have the knowledge, like I've told you. And most of the ones you have asked, they say this, and you can't get out something out of it. The Prophet ﷺ said, Fankihu al-wuludul wududu. This is what he said. So you want to marry? First of all, marry young girls. Marry al-wuludul wududu. Women that are childbearing and are loving. If you marry a woman that is childbearing and loving, and you say you don't want child, what happens again? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, in another place he said, and nikah sunnati, wa ma raghiba an sunnati, falaysa minni. Marriage is part of my sunnah, whoever turns away from my sunnah is not part of me. He said, tanakahu tanakalu. Faini mukathiribu yomal kiyamat. He said, marry and bear children, because I'm going to use your number as a source of pride. But today, if you find that people are saying that they don't want to have children, it has nothing to do with Allah asked them to do. He said, okay, we will not be able to pay for school fees. Allah did not say you must put your children in these schools. This is where we have to sit down and use our brain. In our presence here, if nobody is aware, at least Professor Imsa here will be aware. When the Polish were here as lecturers, the Indians were here as lecturers, the Europeans were here as lecturers, some of them don't take their children to secondary school. They hire teachers to come and teach them in a small group. By the time they do, after primary school, they do 3-4 years, they go and take GCE, London. And they pass and they go. Till today, in US, it is allowed for you to train your children in the house. If I don't have money, you don't have money, this one doesn't have money, but we have wealth. Maybe I have gone to secondary school. I can teach mathematics and English. Maybe you have gone to this. Maybe your wife has gone to, we should cooperate. What awanu alal birri wa taqwa. Let's cooperate and train our children. Must we, is it that only when we have money we have to train our children? Who said we must have money to train our children? Because of that, you don't want to have children. Most people have said they don't want to have children, but they are not talking of the money to feed. They are talking of money to pay school fees, to buy clothes. Your child will rather tell you he will go in rag and study. Let's come together like the way we are training our children in Islamia. We come together, find somebody who can train. Let's pay him. Even we, where we can contribute, we go and contribute. Where our wives can contribute, let us be responsible. Today we are irresponsible. Like I've said before, we are more irresponsible today than the Prophet wants us to be. Starting from our dresses, the way we talk, the way we listen, the way we behave. How can you say you have no money to pay for your children's school fees? What do you know, teach your children. Be with your children. First line said, Tanakahu, Tanasalu. Marry and bear children. You are saying now, I want to curtail. But if that bearing children is going to bring health problems to you, go and meet a doctor. My wife is complaining. I don't know. Look, allow her to rest. You now use doctor as your excuse. That's what I can say about this. I don't have much knowledge about, like I've told. Most ulama that you ask, just go around it. Because nobody in his right sense wants to go against the statement of the Prophet. Nothing is worth it.
This person wants to know that as a head of organization in your previous admonition, I think about 2 days ago, that as head of organization one should not be a religious bigot, tribalist, and should not be practicing nepotism. That as head of organization now, if let's say his person from his tribe or religion has knowledge of certain area and he wants to employ, especially if they are jobless, what's your opinion on it?
Just now we read the verse, wa awfu bil ahdi innal ahda kana mas'ula. When you are coming into any organization, they will give you an appointment letter. They will write there the conditions of service. Is it part of you that you have to be a religious bigot, to be tribalist? If you want to employ, tell your tribe people to apply. Others too are applying. Put them together. Take the ones you can take from everywhere. There is no way your tribal people will not enter it if they are good. Who told you that if you do that, Allah will not also put somebody else somewhere to assist the rest? Nobody told you that. You just make up your mind. You can't love people more than Allah. Allah created them. Give assistance to your people. The assistance you can give to people is that stand up and learn. If you have your money, give scholarship. It's your own money. Nobody says you must. If you are giving scholarship, they say start from the near kings, your brother's children, your tribal people. This one is allowed. But this work you are doing is not for you. Why we keep saying this is this? If you have your industry, is that how you are going to employ? Are you going to employ the best, or you are going to employ your tribal people? Are you going to employ the best, or you are going to be a religious bigot in employment? Are you going to employ the best, or you are going to be nepotic in employing? You employ the best. The way you treat your property, treat property in trust with you. If you are head of department, that headship is a trust. Treat it like that. May Allah forgive all of us.
This is the last question we'll take today. This person, he prays for your long life. He's asking that what are the signs of bidha, and how do one identify the person that is engaging in that?
What I will normally tell people is that the first sign of bidha is something that you don't meet anybody doing. You started. Bada'a is to begin something. Bada'a is for me to have bidha. You begin something. Then if you begin that thing, you ask, is it something of taqwa or something of ism? Is it something of obedience to Allah or something of a sin? If it's something of obedience to Allah, then Allah himself will reward you. It's not that they are saying that bid'ah is haram. It's if that bid'ah is touching something that is bad. Just 4 or 5 days ago, something happened here. We were here, the children were running away, going to civil engineering, going to and climbing plane. Then we were told, we the elders here, when we were told, we said, okay, do we stop them from coming, or what do? We said, no, we'll not stop them from coming. What we'll do, we'll categorize them into classes. You are junior secondary school, you are senior secondary school, you are primary school. We'll categorize them. We said, we'll give them exercise books. As from now, you come to Tafsir, sit down, what you are able to hear from us, write it. At the end of the Tafsir, we are going to put it together, mark it, and give present to the first three. Nobody has done it before. This is bid'ah. But ask yourself, because bid'ah, it is started new. Ask yourself, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? Anybody in this university is bid'ah, completely. The Prophet never attended the university. Sayyidina Aisha never went to any university. Then you give it a name of somebody. The university itself is bid'ah, and you are here. You may say it's a worldly thing. Allah has not separated any. Allah is telling us of how to take care of orphan, telling us of zina. Which one did he separate? All is one. So anything bid'ah is what is started new. Wal khair kullu khair fi ittiba'i wa shar kullu shar fi ibtida'i. Every good is in following somebody who you know is on the path. If you know you have not yet gotten to do something, before you do it, go and ask, I want to do this, is it correct? That's what Sahabas used to do. Whatever they want to do, they go to the Prophet. So this is what I can tell you. But don't listen to people that they just convert everything to bid'ah. Tisba'ah is bid'ah. Huh? All of us are praying in mosque. Roofed. The Prophet never prayed in any mosque that was roofed like this. The mosque he was praying in, it was leaves that was used, that is a dead palm leaf that was used in roofing it. Let's use it to roof our own. If we do it, it's sunnah. There's no doubt about it. If it is raining, we make sujada in mud, like the Prophet used to make it in mud. It is sunnah. There are carpets at the time of the Prophet. He never used carpet to pray. Let's pray on sand. It is sunnah. The Prophet said, "Man salla alayhi salatan wa yatan sallallahu biha ashra, then mi'a, then alf." So let's also make salati on the Prophet 1,000 using our hand. Let's not use something else. Tisba is bad. Now that you have Chinese counters, nobody is talking. Allah. Which means it is not the counter that matters. It is the people that were holding the counter they were against. Rabbukumu alam bima fi nufusikum. Allah knows what is in your mind when you are doing whatever you are doing. Intakuna salihina. If it is righteous, fine, Allah will forgive you. So let's be very careful. Bid'ah is not something. How many times did the Prophet talk about bid'ah in his life? That somebody will now make it a call of his call. May Allah forgive us. Amen. All of us. May Allah forgive us. May Allah accept Ramadan. May Allah accept all of us into his rahmah. May Allah bless us with seeing the Prophet. May Allah bless us with seeing the Prophet. May Allah strengthen our country. Our president, they say he's not well. May Allah give him health.
Amen.
Security of this country, may Allah strengthen it.
Amen.
Wealth of this country, may Allah increase it.
Amen.
We ourselves, may Allah increase our wealth in our homes and our security. May Allah protect us in our campus.
Amen.
May Allah give us knowledge, all of us studying.
Amen.
May Allah grant us success, all of us facing the exams.
Amen.
May Allah bless our trades, all of us trading.
Amen.
May Allah, in his infinite mercy, merge us with the community of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make us to be among the blessed community of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah reward our ulama. May he reward the companions. May he reward the a'imma. May he reward the Prophet for us Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.